This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Colorless, odorless, tasteless, inexpensive substance. It's considered by the majority of them to be nothing more than a shortcut to instant bliss, where actually it may be dangerously harmful.
Broadcasting live from the Temple of I. It's the Jerry Jones Town.
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Tonight, we're going to talk about the top craft breweries in the U.S. The shit that happened in New York City with a bunch of bikers. And Matt's plot to wipe out the Asian race may be fulfilled.
Okay. So I heard that joke, but the way I heard it was the Polack said to the Jew, "Whoa, holy shit, where'd this midget come from?"
Show number 11.
Why are racist jokes so great?
I don't know, but they are. Anything that has a Polack joke in it, or they
the
say
word Polack.
The Jew bastard, and then there's a midget too that's hairy. Oh, I'm
you
done.
Start laughing immediately.
Like, I didn't even hear the punchline.
Did you say what are Polacks?
What?
Everyone knows. Did you say what are Polacks?
Did I?
I thought that's what you just said.
No, you said anything with a Polack.
Yeah.
I swear. We're going to have to rewind the tape and listen.
We're going to have a video review.
Yes, video review. Instant. We got to get the ref. Throw the flag out on the field.
Are we ever going to do a video show?
Maybe.
No. Good Lord.
I've got requests for that. I've got requests for us doing this live.
That's what we should do.
Live
how
where?
How crazy is that?
How,
straight, just
does
stream
that cost
it. Going
a lot
on?
Of money?
No, we can do it. We can do it with all sorts of streaming.
So we could set up down at Twin Peaks.
Yeah,
we'll just get some GoPros.
Just have it being broadcast on the web where people
hey,
get
that'll
instant
work.
Feedback.
We just all put GoPros in our head, and we have three different cameras, like a split screen them.
Except like in the Radiohead video, they're all pointed at us, not out.
Oh God,
just
that,
at our faces.
No way. No way.
Head bang into too much stuff. Bang into the mic.
That couldn't.
Bang
that wouldn't
screens,
work.
That would be horrible.
Everybody like, why is Stubbs just looking over? Like,
why is
he can pay
he
attention to
this,
nothing.
Right here.
A guy can't pay attention to a damn thing.
What's wrong with that guy? So it's October 1st, yeah. Tuesday, and I believe it's been a week since I've seen you guys.
Yeah, it has been.
I stopped my
drinking binge?
Yes, my going to the bar every weekend binge.
Oh, no, wait. I saw you Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, we went
to the
game.
Hey, I had my request met. I wasn't the loudest, dumbest, drunkest idiot in the stands.
Because we were hungover and done.
I was so hungover. I was so hungover. That I sat there and just stared at the game like I was watching it. It was weird. I actually watched the whole game.
And I think we actually talked real stats, too. Like.
Yeah, we were actually talking about baseball and real
and
things.
And now it's all over.
Yeah.
Rangers.
Did you really think they were going to pull
eight
games in a row off?
Nope. I knew Bryce was going to eat them up, too.
I didn't care. If they made it to the playoffs, they weren't going to do anything.
No.
No way that team's playing.
And especially when you start with Perez. Really?
Yeah, and
really?
the
rookie
same thing
against a Cy Young Award winner.
I know we're not a sports show, but the same thing all season long killed them. And it's when they decide their bats are done, their bats are done.
I like how Cruz came back
completely
for that one game.
Done.
It didn't matter.
I'd rather Profar play.
It wouldn't have mattered if Profar was in there. They had it was that type of Ranger night where they just mail it in like the fourth inning. Like, well, fuck, we can't hit,
and we're done. Okay,
okay,
okay.
Are we gonna start shooting the shit?
I think we are right now, right?
Fire that okay.
Give us some porn music
in
the back.
Let me real quick, I don't know if y'all want to talk about this, but I saw today something pretty cool that I hadn't seen since I did it about 6 years ago. I walked into a bathroom at a very large box store.
And a
fuck it,
priest,
Walmart.
Priest came in next to you.
And I walk in there and I'm going, man, this smells horrible in here. And, you know, bathrooms don't smell good anyway, but I was like, what the fuck? This is bad. I'm walking out, and I look over, someone took an actual shit in the urinal. And I start busting up laughing, and then my brain starts working. I'm going, hold on. It wasn't like a fart squirt. That might be shit. This is a log. It took some time coming out of the butthole shit.
How do you pull that off?
Here's
what Walmart.
Here's what I was thinking. Okay, when I was there, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. Or, yeah, about 3:30. And So I think that's how they did it. But there's not even a door. So you can't lock it if you wanted to. It's just one of those you just walk around like an arena. You know, just walk in and it's there. But I also started looking around the ground. There was no toilet paper anywhere. And I know he wasn't considerate enough to wipe his butt and then stick it on the wall or wipe his butt and throw it on the floor, which we would have done. He's not considerate enough to go, okay, I've taken a shit at the urinal. Now I'm going to take this toilet paper to the bathroom in the stall. It was a big bathroom, too. There was four urinals and like four or five stalls.
That's badass. That's a power shit.
Just, bam. This took some time to come out.
Fan of that.
Of what?
Shitting in the urinal. That's
disrespectful.
I think it's funny.
Upper Decker's different. That's funny.
Okay, you
can't keeps flushing the toilet and shit keeps coming out. Like,
okay, no. You're wrong there. That's it in a tanker. Upper Decker is when you have an actual tank and you shit on top of it. So when someone has to use the bathroom, they have to sit there and move their back out and arch their back.
Oh, I thought it was in the tank.
No, you put your feet where you sit down and you shit on top
of
it.
Tank.
So. No, that's in the tank, though. I'm talking about just directly on top of it.
Oh,
that's
not in
Decker.
It. Okay. Something that he reminded me of. Do you remember Fair Park the stadium there, Cotton Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Way back in the day when they had the troughs, like round troughs where everybody just kind of sat. Wasn't that uncomfortable?
Oh, yeah.
Back then?
Yes. Totally.
And I was a kid, too, man. I was like, whoa.
Totally.
Looking at all these big old Alabama black snakes just staring at me. I'm like, oh, I gotta pee.
You know how you're uncomfortable in the elevator? And you're like, oh, I'm standing there. All right, now put your dick in your hand. You're like, okay, well. What, did you say something?
Urban Dictionary.
That was so inappropriate back then.
Oh, I'm wrong?
Yeah, it says Upper Decker is the leaving of fecal matter in the tank of one's toilet, turning the water brown.
That's what I thought it was.
Okay. What is it called when you...
That's just being rude.
When you third floor it. When you put it on top of the tank.
Let's see if it's
on top of the house.
What's upsetting is...
That's out of the park.
They move it... I don't know. Is that it called something? They move it... They moved all the toilets to Toto's. T-O-T-O. I don't know how you say it. But they're tankless. There's no fucking tank anymore. So you can't even Upper Decker if you wanted to. So what I've started doing is carrying around electrical tape for like places like Walmart that have like the sensor. So when it automatically flushes... I just put a little black electrical tape over the sensor so it never flushes.
So shit just starts.
You have to actually
up.
Push that button on the back side that no one knows about to flush it. Because I'm sure I've made a few people shit their pants because there's some horrible crap that laid down in there. They're like, oh my god, I cannot sit on top of that and poo. Why won't it flush?
Or you probably made some people hurl, dude. They came in there and they were sick and about to poo, and then all of a sudden they hit that.
I just got the most horrible looks ever. All right. Well, I just like to have fun in the bathrooms.
So, Matt, did you do anything exciting?
No, I worked and worked out, and that's about it. I watched Mr. Olympia online.
Speaking of shit, it smells like shit in here because
you did something
dog
cool.
Shit.
What? Went out to the desert?
Those pictures are awesome, man.
We had fun out there. Now, this covers two topics right here.
What's funny about it?
I went out to the desert, West Texas. Took my AR-15 with me because now I fear meth heads in the desert.
Yeah, because of Breaking Bad.
Yes.
Well, first, tell people what you were what you guys shot. That was really cool.
How did I not
the whole
see pictures? I hadn't seen them.
Me and Eric and Facebook. Tim went out to Sweetwater, just south of Sweetwater.
Oh,
in the middle
nice.
Of freaking nowhere.
Yeah, that is
in
the middle of
in the middle of Windmill Farms and shot... The stars, lights, windmills, everything, and came out pretty good. Got some galaxy band shots. You can see some galaxy dust in our photos.
Nice.
Some cool ones, the windmills. What's badass out there is there's hundreds, I would say thousands of windmills.
I thought you got abducted. Like when you finally text us last night, I was like, oh, Seth didn't, or Dustin didn't get abducted by aliens.
I shot all weekend. I shot
that. That looked like a cool shoot, though.
Then I came back. Dallas shot some bridals at a place I've never even been to called the Heritage Village. Heritage Village?
Why don't you tell me about it?
It's a bunch of old buildings and right outside of downtown Dallas that are badass. It's like an old city scene that you can just go in and hang out, take photos, shoot movies, whatever. It's cool. Actual houses that they transplanted from all over Dallas County. and so put it looks in this like park a, area.
It looks like an old Nevada nuclear testing range. Some mannequins like, inside.
There's a lot of
you know what I'm
California
colonial movie? Style column houses.
At the end of California, the movie, where they all end up in that nuclear testing facility.
Yeah.
Is that what it was like?
It could have that feel, but I think more southern style houses, Victorian.
And there was no mannequins.
What do they call them? Gingerbread houses and stuff. No, there were actually people in there. Like, there were real blacksmiths doing blacksmith stuff.
Whoa, what?
And there were people
I
doing
thought
you were about to say
way.
Something else.
No.
There was real black people there.
We were shooting the shit, right?
They were picking cotton.
God.
Because that's what it was. It was a very...
Okay.
Everything around there was very Civil War time period.
Hey, guys, real quick. If we're going to sabotage the show completely, can I know about it first?
He just said... All he said was...
I'm going to start
cotton. Sabotaging. I was just...
My grandpa picked
American history.
Cotton,
my grandparents did, too.
And they were actually growing cotton out there, so...
Yeah. I think my parents did.
I got cotton mouth right now.
Then I shot a senior yesterday.
What'd he do to you?
Where in the face?
Just took her down.
Oh, it was a chick too, even.
Took her out somewhere. Yeah.
Did he
run?
Was the guy ride up on his motorcycle and open your door?
Okay.
Oh, well, let's go to that. You want to talk about that?
Are we doing it right now?
Why not?
Yeah, screw it. So, there's this guy. He's an Asian.
We're going to talk about that and shoot the shit?
Why not?
All right.
Yeah,
I mean, it's new, shoot the shit, because we all have radical opinions about it.
I think our opinion's on point as I drop a bomb.
So
I think we're the majority here.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about a video that's on the news as the last 2 days. It's been all over the place. It was on. I saw it on Facebook. And basically, it's a Range Rover, and it's cruising down the highway in
New York,
and all of a sudden, a kajillion bike, like crotch rockets, all come up on it.
They say 30. It looked like 70.
It looked like more than 30 to me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the guy doesn't know what to do. He puts his turn signal on. He's trying to get out of the way, and then one of them starts messing with him, and then all hell breaks loose.
He slams on his brakes in front of him to make the Range Rover stop, and he actually hit him a little bit.
Yeah.
This is an annual motorcycle ride they do around New York City called the Hollywood Block Party. And, yeah, I guess they just cruise around Manhattan, taking the West Side Highway around Manhattan and up. But they were in Upper Manhattan, and the way the video starts out is there's got to be, I want to see more of the beginning, because whoever put this up,
see what that
creative cutting, but they're all riding along and they just come up on this SUV that's minding his own business. And to every report I've seen is it was a husband, wife, and 4-year-old kid or 2-year-old kid.
I thought it was a 15-month.
I don't care if it's
baby.
It's a kid.
It's a kid. So and all the reports say they were just out on a Sunday drive, enjoying the day, just out driving.
Yeah,
and these
really
bikers
nice
came up on them, and they were in the middle lane. And when they surrounded him, he had his blinker on to get over. And he started kind of going over, but there were a couple already there, so they start mouthing with him. Then another guy rides up on the driver's side and starts mouthing with him. Then a guy gets in front of him and slams on the brakes and... like, makes him hit him.
We'll post this up on the website.
So then,
check it out.
If you haven't seen it, it's been everywhere.
Yeah, I didn't hear about it till I walked in and y'all started talking about it.
So they all stop down on the highway. They surround the guy's SUV and they're all yelling at him and
douching it up.
Yelling, this is muscle-headed 20-something.
Yeah, so they
completely
stop
him
down. And then one guy's got a GoPro on his helmet, so he turns around and watches it. And
I'm surprised they're not doing GTL, because that's what these guys are. They're Jersey Shore guys. That's what they look like.
All the people that I saw didn't need to tan. That were riding
because they were black.
Maybe who knows?
Yeah, they were.
You just need to check it out.
They were.
But anyway, they attack or they surround this guy. They're giving him shit, and he panics. Freaks out, which I would too if all these bikers around me.
Okay, they say 30. Let's say it was 30. It looked more like 70 to me. But if there was 30, I hadn't seen this video before. I sat in front of the guys and I was like, all right, if this happened right now, I would floor it and run over whoever the fuck's in my way, and I'm flooring it and getting out of there.
And
I would immediately call the cops.
That's what he did. He floored it.
So he floored
took
it
off.
5 seconds after I said it, here's what I would do. He did the exact same thing. And I wouldn't even be pressured, being under duress of 30, let's say.
You feel nervous for the guy when you watch the video. You're like, oh, man, I'd be nervous, too.
Like, I don't give a fuck if he was being a dickhead and actually cut one of them off. I don't care.
Luckily, in New York, you can't have a concealed handgun. Or else, I imagine this would have turned into a bloodbath really quick. But
it's just a matter of time before it does.
Okay,
this guy ran over three people.
He would have shot. He would have shot what? Let's say five of them, and then he would have been killed if he did have a gun.
Yeah, because someone would have. Yeah.
Someone else he would have ran out of bullets, and then they would have killed his wife and the kid probably, and then him.
So he ran over three people.
They look pretty smart.
There's two reports. The police are saying everybody that's ran over is okay, but one of the families is saying, well, this guy is paralyzed now. He'll be paralyzed for the rest of his life. Well, that's probably the family going after money, you think?
I don't care.
Yeah, they see a Range Rover, they're going to go for it.
But anyway, good.
The thing that's entertaining is, or I guess it's kind of sad, is the comments when you go see the video and all the...
That's like reading
before
YouTube
comments. There, let's say how this ends.
Okay.
They chase him, and what the police report says is it's a 50-block chase before they finally catch up with him.
That was a long video.
The guy, they stop him down another time on the highway, and he hits another guy, and then he takes an exit ramp, goes into downtown,
and that's
where he hits traffic.
That's where he made a mistake.
They surround him, and one of them runs up to the truck, starts beating the driver's side window out with his helmet.
Well, one predator-looking guy with big old dreads goes up there and starts punching the window like an idiot.
Then a bunch of
other
guys
start... takes his helmet off and just smashes the window in completely.
And that's where the video conveniently ends. But they drug him out, and they beat the shit out of him, which I imagine all that's on video because...
Well, and there was tons of witnesses at this point.
And there's tons of video.
And New York,
that's what hung these guys is.
Yeah.
There's video all these douchebags went, oh, let's upload this to YouTube of what happened to me on our ride today.
There's at one point, I think it was a guy.
50 videos of this going around.
Or a really ugly
different
chick
angles.
Had an iPad holding up in her hands, or his hands, taking video with that. I was like, what the?
That's the camera of the future. That's what you're supposed to use.
Okay, yeah.
You're supposed to be the douchebag at the concert. Holding the iPad up, blocking everybody's view.
Last concert I went to, I really enjoyed it because I got to watch the concert through everyone's phone and iPads. It was
pretty
really
awesome,
cool.
Huh? So they get this guy, no charges against the Range Rover driver.
I wonder why.
But so far, there's charges against three or four of the bike riders, and the police are after all. The article says they're after all 30.
30.
There's more than 30.
That's the
30
that beat the shit out of his
car.
Well,
it's just like you said. While we were talking about it earlier, what if they did the RICO thing on these guys because they're considered a bike club?
I don't think
you know
that's
what I mean?
How RICO works. Okay,
yeah, RICO
you know
does
what
work that way. Anyone associated with the gang would be
is
tied
this a
into
gang?
It.
Are they?
That's what I'm saying, if it was.
You know what?
Is it a motorcycle gang?
Used to be in the city of Arlington. If there's more...
Sing it.
If there's more than four people gathered together or walking down the street together, you're considered a gang.
No, that's just a posse.
Does New York consider...
Who knows?
A certain
New
number
York
of people
is
a gang.
So
well, the RICO thing is a federal thing. So, it'd be interesting. And also, what about
none of these
hate
are Hell's
crimes.
Angels, though,
what if
they're
considered
all
a hate crime?
Well, no, they're black, though. The black on Asian, that's not a hate crime, right?
I
mean, if
not.
they're white and beat the shit out of this Asian guy, I'm like, oh, that's a hate crime.
Right.
If they're black,
exactly
beat an
right.
Asian. Dude, Alex Sharpton be all over that, going, hey, they just want to ride bikes.
I think the other person either has to be...
Oh, sorry, that was Facebook going off on me.
Just I think it has to be white or gay. That's what's considered a hate crime now.
Yeah.
If that's what the other party is.
It's sad. Sad little snapshot of our society. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It pisses me off because, like you said, you started going down the comments. All these biker people are like, yeah, I hope they should have killed that guy. They should have yanked him out.
Okay,
look at
right
the
there.
Video again or go look at some of the other videos.
They're right there.
The
is
bikers
why
are the ones that fucked up.
I see a crotch rocket. These are bikers. They're crotch rockets, not Harleys. They're crotch rockets, right? Like ninjas and Kawasaki's going down the fucking road.
This guy's wearing colors.
I see them. I immediately get pissed off because I've been on the road before and I'm not in my 60s or 50s where I get startled easily driving down the road. This happened just... It used to be huge around here. Every asshole in a crotch rocket would just sit there and just gun the shit out of it, going 95 down a 70-mile-an-hour highway, doing wheelies.
Yeah.
That scares the shit out of me because you hear nothing, and all of a sudden, bam, it's right next to you. And I jerked my wheel a couple times, almost wrecked a couple times, because these fucking idiots
Yeah.
doing stupid shit on their crotch rockets. Every time I see one, I immediately think, I know they're not all douchebags, but most of them are douchebags.
Yes, Dustin.
Go Dustin.
So I'm reading this story on the... Last night when I saw this story initially, it was on Facebook.
Mr.
So
Snyder.
You've got your Facebook crowd all commenting in. But today, and most of it was pro-biker. They should have killed that dumb Asian. They should have yanked him out and done this and that. A lot of racial stuff.
For what?
A lot of rich stuff. Today, I'm reading the story on the Huffington Post, and it's intellectual people that are all pro-SUV. And, like, here's one guy. The only sad part of the story is that the SUV driver didn't have an assault rifle at hand to put that vicious mob in check.
Yeah.
The moral of the story is you probably shouldn't stand in front of an SUV while your buddies attack a man and his family that are trapped inside the vehicle. You might get ran over and paralyzed.
Have you noticed that anything that's barely controversial these days that gets posted on Facebook, immediately the comments go to racism?
Here's one guy. Like, we are deeply sorry that all of your penises are so tiny.
I wonder what was going
Jerry
on in
Jones
that car.
Masker.
I wonder what was going on in that car. I bet that wife is freaking out and probably hitting him, going, drive, run over him, fuck it, go, I got my baby in here.
Well, you know, we've had an incident.
He probably
like that.
Did just because of her going, shut up, fuck it, I'm going. He's probably like, I'm going to get out and beat other asses. I know martial arts, I'm Asian.
We had an incident like that in Dallas when those guys stopped down Central Expressway. All those bikers down Central Expressway for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
They blocked it all up. Yeah. And they did spray painting on the ground and did all the crap. And
yeah, and it's the same thing. It's something that they do every year.
They're really not.
Bikers are dumbasses. Unless they're professional racing bikers.
If I was a biker, I would only ride out in the country. Because there's too much bad
on the track.
Any of it. If
I know
I would take it out
to
East Texas.
People that have crotch rockets, and they're pretty cool people. I mean, they're not idiots. But they, as soon as they start doing that, what do? They get life insurance. Because... No, you can't hear my bike. You know, they say loud bikes save lives. I fucked that completely up. But it's like, you know, Harley Davidson's. You sit there and just rev it. You hear them coming up fucking two blocks behind you. And you go, all right. And then you start paying attention. Then you, of course, you know, help them out and pay attention to them.
Yes.
But little Kawasaki's and shit, you can't hear it.
It's
unless
hard
you're revving
to hear
the fuck out their engine.
Ducati coming at you at 180 miles an hour.
Yeah, because it's done. And they're on a wheelie, like, flipping you off, going, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Why are you flipping me off?
Lil Wayne and his hair.
No, there are good bikers out there. There are good... I'm not going to lump all bikers into a category because...
I will.
Like you said, no.
I'm kidding.
Big biker guys are pretty cool. It's the crouch rocket guys.
Absolutely. No, no.
Through this world. And Keller. Those guys are douches, too.
No, not all.
Not all of them. But
all alone.
Trying to get patched in.
Are you trying to get patched? Are you prospects
ass.
Right now? With
bad.
Whom?
I like how Walmart.
They can come prospect on my nuts.
Walmart
come,
now sells patches that you can put on
your prospect
at
my butthole.
Why don't we do a Jerry Jonestown massacre
patch
where people can come prospect in, be our bitches in here in the studio. Give me a drink.
There'll be a day where there'll be a patch department at Walmart. You can just go by there and get your own little patch.
Write it up.
Put that on a
in the comedy skit.
In a notebook of shit we need done. I've got some shit we need to have done. We need Joe to make us a few more intros.
Has he made us one yet?
It needs to be Dance Dance 4.
Yeah, he got that.
Yeah.
I don't use it anymore.
Have we used one?
Yeah. He did that cool one.
Oh.
We need one for like reviews and stuff, movie reviews, music releases and stuff.
So, I'm not going to read this in the email section, but since you're talking about this... That guy emailed us back that was saying, do you want me to make some music beds for you? He emailed us back. He's like, I did listen to your show, you assholes. And I was asked if you want to make some beds. I'm like, well, we said fucking make us music and we'll fucking use it or not, you dick.
Oh, you emailed him back?
No. Well, yeah. We were going back and forth with each other. And he's like, well, I'm not going to do it now. I'm like, we don't want you to.
Can I get a water?
I don't give a shit.
Can I get a water?
Give me some whiskey out of there and my Coca-Cola.
So he's not going to do it for us.
Thank you.
There's no water in here, sir.
Well, no. It's
water.
No water. You ain't got no water.
Fuck. Are we done with shooting the shit?
I think so.
Have we,
Jimmy Schmuck here.
Have we made fun of enough black people? Where's my Coke, dude?
No,
I'm
there's more than
whiskey.
That. Oh, what? Just turn around and grab it.
Oh, God. Dan Schmuck here.
So tonight...
Get goddamn to meet you. I loved that, dude. That was hilarious.
Matt, are you still not drinking?
No, I'm not drinking.
Well, tonight, I'm going to bust open some pumpkin beer. Tis the season, October 1st.
Oh, I have an email for you,
smashed
sir.
Smashed pumpkin.
Is that the Smashing Pumpkins ale?
It's by Shipyard Brewing Company.
I mean,
hold on.
I'm not going to drink
it. Get
into
it. Smashed pumpkin. I want you to talk about your beer you're drinking here in a second. We got an email about this.
Well, let's exit this. Hold
up,
on. Where are we going?
You got mail.
I'm still in the closet with this show. I'm never coming out.
Whoa. That's FM DJ right there.
You got.
This song makes me want to do titty dance every time.
What were we laughing about? The whole thing.
These are dumb. FM. All right, so I'm opening this up.
Okay, this is from Mike Murray. Dear JJTM, I heard you test beers and have some of Real L. The
test
sword.
Them?
I don't know. Okay. I guess. The sword during the show. Did you also know there's a beer from the band Clutch? Did you guys try that? And if so, what did you think? Mike. So, have you?
Guess
I haven't.
What?
I
it's
didn't
2013.
Oh, so you're stupid if you hadn't heard of this?
Me being a beer snob will say that beer came out when the Mavericks won.
That's what I was going to say.
2011?
Yes.
And
because that's when we drank
Mavericks
it.
Won? What was
watching
the company?
The Maverick
when
Finals.
Won a Super Bowl.
Who did it?
Oh, so I have heard that.
New Belgium.
Had
it's that. One of their lips of faith. Lips of faith.
That? Are they? They're the ones
had
that
it.
Did the sour ale too, didn't they? Around
and
the same
Clutch
time?
Was kind of a sour ale.
I remember the Clutch, and it was
the Clutch
good.
Was amazing. Oh
I have
God.
Dog shit on
Mr.
my
Murray?
Socks.
What
the fuck?
Seth stepped in dog shit before the show.
Yeah, it smells great.
And tracked it in here. So
yeah,
that's that smell you smell.
Because our studio is surrounded by wolves.
What that smell is.
If you're wondering
Seth
what the smell is, it's
being
Seth's
dumb.
Dog shit foot.
If you take,
I stepped in a landmine.
If you take your listening device right now and scratch it, you'll be able to smell it.
Just a matter of time, isn't just, it?
Yes.
The scratch and sniff
the
app.
The smell. So, yeah, the Clutch was amazing. It reminded me of like a...
How many guys would run up to Sorry. Where a hot chick was sitting and...
Rub it with their phone and smell it.
Yeah.
Gross.
When scratch and
morning, ladies.
To, when it comes to Red Tube or Pornhub, you're like, ugh.
You know, it's funny. I didn't get the joke when you told it during the show, but then when I was driving around listening to it, I got it and I started laughing.
Wait, what are y'all talking about?
The sushi or the fish? The
blind man
walking.
Walks in front of a
fish
market and he turns and
you
goes,
didn't get how do you not get it?
I don't know.
It's when so blatantly obvious that
when
it's
it was
not
during
funny.
The show, when it was during the show, I was like, huh?
Oh,
and
let,
then,
it,
and
let
then,
it beat the Pollock telling the Jew. No.
Here's another one for you to think about later when you're driving around listening.
Okay. Jokes that I'll get tomorrow. There's this new segment.
Can you tell me what the only wood is that doesn't float?
Oh, God damn it.
Nope.
Here we go. Natalie Wood.
Oh! God.
I asked if we're going to sabotage.
That's not a sabotage. That's a
that's
joke.
Close. That's close, Dustin. I expect more from you.
For those of you who don't know, Natalie Wood. I'm not going to
Seth and I look
I'm
up
not touching it. I'm not touching it.
We look up to you.
Sorry.
You drive the show. You're supposed
you're
to be
the one that's supposed to be the leader of this
yeah.
pack.
We're supposed to be stupid
See,
and drunk.
As soon as I open Damn a bottle, it all goes out the window.
He goes, y'all look y'all having fun being assholes. I want to be an asshole, too. Here, Natalie Wood. Oh. And every time he goes dark, it's like way too dark.
Do I have a sample
he always
here?
Goes way over the line.
I don't think I have a sample of
that's what
Matt
happened
Thomas
when we were watching the game
Natalie
at Sparks.
Wood joke.
It was the same exact thing. We were making
we were,
these little jokes
yeah,
about
we were having
it,
a good time. We're
sudden,
fun. And all of a sudden, he goes.
That's what you get, Katrina 2, Electric Boogaloo, or some crap like that.
No. Like, you're going to get me kicked out of my favorite bar, you son of a bitch. They walk over and go, hey. Y'all guys are cut off. Like, we hadn't anything to drink yet.
That guy. Right there.
We're sober. We're just being dicks.
Get out now.
Wait till we get drunk.
You can't get kicked out of that place.
All right, next email. What do we got?
I've been banned seven times from that place, douche. Okay. Ashlyn. Subject none.
Ashlyn?
Just Ashlyn.
Ashlyn.
Ashlyn?
Ashlyn?
Is that how you say that?
Hey, Ashlyn.
Ashlyn.
Okay, then. You can lick it off me.
Okay, you can lick it off me. Just listen to your show for the first time, starting with show... Number 8 with Christina.
Oh, damn.
And then I binge listened to all 10 episodes over the weekend while I was working out.
You're good
for
punishment.
Look at me. I work out.
We're sorry.
Yeah, whatever. and doing shit around the house. What is this, a chick
or
a dude?
What were you doing around the house?
Does anyone know this person?
How do you do it around the house?
Okay.
Do you do it's it like this?
It's a chick.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about what the fuck just happened to my shit.
Oh, dear. Here we go.
Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Let's tell another porn Natalie Wood joke.
Okay. Okay, doing shit around the house. There were a couple of times I nearly peed or dropped the waste on myself.
What did you pee on?
Drop the waste on herself.
Weights.
Oh, weights.
She was okay. Working out. She works out. Anyway, just wanted to say hey and tell you guys I enjoyed the show. I thought it was going to be all about sports, but no, it's all about vagina.
Sports?
It's all about vagina and alcohol. Thanks. Ashton of Fort Worth.
Vagina and alcohol?
P.S. Here's an after shower selfie photo for you guys. I did not see that, and it is a chick. Holy shit. It is a... She obviously works out.
Damn. Here,
Matt, look at this.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. Get up.
Oh! Yes.
Is that not pretty?
It's very pretty.
What about that part right there?
What, her nipples?
Right there.
That I'm circling?
Yeah, that part.
Yeah, that was...
Is it scratch and sniff?
You can. Where's that iPhone app? I sniff, I scratch, whatever.
I scratched and sniffed a couple times that.
Now, Ashlyn, if you'd only send us a 14-second photo through Instagram or Vine, that would be amazing. Although Vine's only
a 14-second photo.
14-second video.
Thank
you. That's
out?
Amazing. See?
Yes.
Are we just going to drop out?
The,
like, okay.
The levee has been broken. Now we should get tons of them just coming in.
We
right?
Got
all these ladies are now ladies are running to the bathroom to take selfies.
Our third and fourth
selfie
we
nip
had
shots.
Naked.
We're going to put you on the wall, and at the end of the year, we're going to pick the best selfie and send you a giant gift card.
Ashlyn's in there, though.
Yep. Or maybe a Prada bag.
Well, let's calm
I got
down
nudes.
A little bit.
I got nudes the first, or no, not
we'll
first
send
episode.
Them a gift certificate.
What was it, the third episode?
Taco Bueno or something.
The third show, I got a bunch of nudes.
Purse. What?
But it was dudes.
I don't get that for my wife.
Yeah, we'll put those, print those out. We'll put them on the wall, too.
It's guys' balls.
Well?
I don't... Okay, well, you know, hey. Yeah,
it's gotta go both ways.
They can put their balls in those products.
We have
purses.
To go both ways.
If y'all could draw balls more on this on these emails, that'd be
balls.
Great, guys.
Hey, guys, let's see the balls.
Great.
Okay, Jason, subject.
The ball's in your court.
It's a Ford Aerostar, you idiots. I can't even say it. Get your shit straight, you assholes. Great show, by the way. Jason in Waco, Texas.
A Ford Aerostar. What? Aerostar. I don't know. What is that reference to?
Remember
we were talking about the gay cars or something?
We said,
no.
Chevy Aerostar.
No, not gay cars. It was the most typical
Astrovan.
No, said, but I said Aerostar.
Well,
the Astrovan was a
Chevy. Chevy did make an Astrovan. So,
I know, but I said
you
Chevy.
You said Ford Astrovan.
You said
right?
Aerostar.
I don't know. I got it wrong, though. Obviously.
You said Dodge Aerostar, and you said, get your shit straight, dumbass. It's Chevy.
And then this guy says,
stop being stupid, stupid.
Well, fucking Aerostar.
Did you slam the
Matt
mic down your throat?
Matt just killed himself. He's trying to suck it off or something over there. Okay, last email, since you're just sucking this up anyway. I thought that was a sample. I'm like, can you shut that sample up?
That's
it's
how
annoying.
I do my vowels.
Okay, it's John.
Like they're coming out your ass.
Yeah. Fuck me.
Uh-oh. What?
I was hoping the government shutdown would also shut you guys down. Have you not been fined yet?
Oh, that's something else that we should have brought up.
Hold on. I have a thing about the JJTMFFL. What the hell is that? No, that's FML. This is FFL. JJTMFFL. What the fuck does that mean?
So what I'm getting from this is, you know, there's the MFFL, the Maverick Fan for Life.
Oh.
So is this Jerry Jonestown Massacre Fan for Life?
Wow, that's no way he's not that gay.
Never know.
John, are you gay? Wait, which John is this? Do we know this guy?
John, if you're gay, send us pictures
your
of your balls.
Buddy?
If you're
no.
gay,
different
send
John.
Me a picture of your nuts.
Because there's more than one John in this world.
Is there?
What do you think it is?
Run through this world.
FFL.
Run through this world. FFL?
Fantasy Football League?
Could be.
Jerry Jonestown Massacre
Frequent
Fantasy
Fire
Football League?
Loser?
That didn't work at all. That wasn't funny at all.
Fucking falafel lover?
Okay.
Fucking fellatio lover.
Fellatio's at the P.
Oh, yes.
Is it?
No,
I'm kidding.
No
it's not with an F.
How do you spell falafel?
Falafel waffa.
Oh, I can't spell. I don't know. I went to... 2 years
I don't think I'm saying that.
All right, next email.
No, that's it. We're done. That was the worst email section I've ever had in my time on the show.
Ashlyn, we have
that was one of the best. Nude
Ashlyn,
selfie here.
Ashlyn was great, but no, I'm not saying the emails suck. Hey, I'm saying you guys suck for like going, okay, well, that was,
what about Ashlyn? Where is she from?
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. Thank you, Ashlyn.
Thank you so much for that picture. It was great.
And we'll be looking
really
for
nice
you
boobies
as we bounce bar to bar.
Yes.
Hunting you down.
I've never met an Ashlyn. Yes. Have you?
Right now, I'm triangulating your email address to figure out where you live.
Have you ever met an Ashlyn?
Yes.
We're going to come over, and we are going to peer through your windows.
Yes.
Like a bunch of stalkers.
I'm just going to say yes the rest of the show.
Yes.
Are you powering down?
I'm turning my shit off. I'm done. I'm leaving.
Is it news time?
The news.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the news.
I have some news that I looked up.
You're pregnant.
Part of the show. No, I am 2 weeks late, though. I might be pregnant.
Well, let's hit that intro, mofo.
You're spotty.
Some local law agency is going to come knocking.
You're dilated.
You smell like
yes,
mustard.
The heroin remix.
Just comment.
What's funny is people...
I'm ovulating over here. Off the
what
mic.
What the fuck?
Callate la boca!
No? Just me?
Grab me another one, I'll fart in your face when you start practicing.
I forgot this is heroin reject.
So what we have here is...
There was no news, guys. Sorry, nothing happened this week. No news.
Okay.
So yeah, the government shut down. Neat. Next.
Okay.
Government shut down.
Go ahead, Seth. I'll let you start this off. I got a few stories, but you go for it first, Seth. You do it.
Here's a kid from California. It's a 5-year-old. Figures he has a year left of peeing at urinals with his pants all the way down.
Oh, I do that now.
He's standing at a urinal in the ballpark, men's room, Sunday afternoon, 5-year-old Derek Hill estimated that he has less than a year left of urinating in public restrooms with his pants all the way down
this
to
is
his
normal.
Ankles. Well, listen. It's probably going to... This is him talking. It's probably going to look really weird if I'm still doing this at 7 or 8, and I'm willing to acknowledge that, said Hill, standing with his legs far apart and holding his rolled-up shirt in his mouth and above his abdomen, which is annoying because it's so much easier this way, you know? I know it won't last forever, so I figure I might as well keep dropping my pants to the ground to pee while I still can. What are you doing over there?
This kid...
Hill later said that recently as of 2012, it had been acceptable for him to avoid the inconvenience of getting up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom by simply urinating in the comfort of his own bed.
Okay, so, two questions. First one.
Yes, I have.
You walk into a bathroom and you see a kid just standing over in the corner with his pants all the way down, peeing in the urinal.
I just giggle and go, yeah.
And then I do it.
Now,
It doesn't make you uncomfortable? Like,
No. The little tiny little butt cheeks. You're like, oh, look at that little 5-year-old.
No.
Give it a little squeak.
You go, that's cute. Little mark.
Not in that way. It makes me uncomfortable. Like, there's a lot of germs in here and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the only problem I have with doing that
they can barely reach the urinal and their little pee-pees.
When you wear
all
the
alcohol that's sitting around everywhere is killing all that shit.
But it's beer, though. It's not actual alcohol. It's just beer. It's yeast. And it's growing
from
shit.
Them dancing on the bar.
Okay. Oh, my God. Well, yeah. Okay. Only problem I have with putting your pants down, that just threw me down. I started thinking about all types of bad things. Only problem I have putting your pants all the way down to your ankles is, you know when you wear like shorts and flip-flops and you're pissing in a urinal? That shit's splashing back up everywhere. I mean, it really is. I've even been hit by guys next to me. I'm getting their splash up on me before. And I've had to move urinals and going, Jesus
Man.
Christ, dude.
One of the
but
most...
it does. It splashes everywhere. So a kid's doing that, and he's not tall enough to get in the urinal anyway, so he puts his pecker up on the little, thing.
That's what I'm saying.
And you're like,
and
oh, dude, don't
shelf.
Do that.
Like, don't touch that.
You see him do that, and he goes like this, and he flops down on it, and he starts, like, putting his hands above his head like his dad or something, going, whoa, what are you doing, dude? And you had to, like, just look over going, oh, no, pick it up.
His dad's sitting there with his buddies drinking Budweiser. Look at my son.
Look at him. And then look at him rest his balls and everything.
Hey, what are you looking at, my kid?
He puts his little pecker on his balls and sticks it up there and just rests it all on top of the urinal. Like, dude, that is so gross. Don't do that.
Okay, and second question. I'm going to fire this off real quick.
Stupidest story
ever. How was that racist?
We got it. Twice, okay? Twice, because... Black males
Uh-oh.
When they go to the restroom, have y'all ever heard this? That if they have to do number two, they strip down naked?
I have heard of that. I have heard of that.
Weird.
They yes. Some guys have to
take naked.
Take it all off.
Can it's you imagine a stereotype, doing that? But yeah, I've heard that too.
What a pain in the ass. That takes forever.
Yeah, man.
That they don't shit in public, I'll tell you that.
What if they are? What if it hits them?
Like
what if it
the
hits
runs.
Them and they're at the 7-Eleven and they got to run in there and they're like, well, I'm going to take everything off in this 7-Eleven. There's no door hangers or nothing where they put their clothes.
You drip it over the stall.
No drip stall. It's just a close the door bathroom.
Oh, then you put them over the sink. Yeah. See,
weird.
Okay. Last
weird.
Getting back to
it is they're barefoot too.
No.
They leave their socks.
That's what
understand.
I was going
to
tell you.
You don't understand how
in
they do
Florida,
it.
In
they're all got baggy pants on. You can slip over your shoes and leave your shoes on. Because also black guys don't take their fucking socks off.
Well, I don't understand why they have to take their pants off anyway when it's already hanging off their ass 3 feet to
Whoa,
begin with.
That's stereotypical.
Well, anyway, what I was going to
say. How are they taking this shit when they're eating so much watermelon?
In Florida, in Pensacola.
That's racist, sir. Mine was stereotypical.
Fuck me. I'm not saying
they're in Pensacola. What are you saying?
So anyway,
yeah, this
the,
Florida
have,
old man.
A Florida man?
A Florida man. They have bars on the beach that you walk up to from the beach, and I found myself going to the bathroom from the beach, and that was very unstable because you don't have your shoes on. You come right off the beach.
Yeah, oh,
that's
I know.
A
weird.
Bar
that
bathroom.
Is
you're like,
so
oh,
bad.
Gosh. Yeah, that's very weird.
It's the same thing with, like...
What about,
ahead.
Like, campgrounds? When you
I
have
that's
to
what
go,
I was
going to
say.
Yeah, the community shower with the community
yeah.
bathroom, and you're always running
and
around barefoot.
You got three,
and there's always that old man that's
stalls.
Over-naked.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, I'm 78 years old. I don't give a fuck.
That's he's worse than
the same
the
thing
gym.
At the gym, dude. Yeah.
He's worse than the gym over-naked because he's... The camping earthy over neck
weird.
Guy, which is weird, and he's just like,
I like how they
look
can't,
at my tree trunk here, yeah, my they, gray patch of hair,
and he comes up, starts talking to you about the fishing that day. Hey, boy, you guys been on the lake yet? And you're like, oh well, your cock's in my face, thank you.
And he goes, hey, have you seen the bridge troll right here?
My cock's.
He points
in
at his crotch.
His
and
cock's
like, oh,
in
weird.
My face.
I was
your cock's in my face, sir.
His undercarriage is hanging down to his ankles. Now, I like how they can't put their socks on standing up or shoes. That's like
no.
out of no way. But they can't do it like sitting down either. They sit they sit down like
Seth, could you come
help
me with this?
I can't
real
reach
quick?
It. So what they do is they hike their leg up on the bench and then start doing it.
Yeah.
So they got their leg and they can sit there and stable themselves
I
up
need to
and
help
start
with this
sock
little
on.
One. Can you come over here?
And all you're getting is taint and balls and dick just shoved
nasty.
Up in your face. You're like, dude, come on. Fuck.
Even
you
worse.
Skip down, you skip down. You're like, and he's like, hey, bud, hell to you. I'm like, fuck it, I don't care anymore. I hope I die soon. Can you hit me with that little sock there?
Can you hit me with that sock?
Fuck.
Like, are
you know,
serious?
Yeah, you're in a gym. You can't fucking bend over and put a sock on. Well, my wife usually helps with this. Then fucking take a shower at home.
Even worse is the stereotypical long bench that's in all those rooms
yeah,
that everybody
about,
gets
yeah.
dressed on. But they sit there and they sit down.
Start talking.
No, there's
and
no towel
dry.
Or nothing. They just sit directly on the bench.
That is disgusting.
Okay, with their ass cheeks just spread out and their legs are spread as wide as they can.
Because they're air drying. It's all
they're
wet.
They're air drying so they can
there.
Reach down.
Yeah.
God, we're filthy people in this world.
Wow. Humans are.
We're just terrible.
You wonder why
we are.
You wonder
Kill
why locker
off.
Rooms smell so
Kill
fucking bad? It's because of those guys draping their balls
yeah.
all over God's green.
But eyes. It is. It's the old man. And every time I run into them, they're like, I got to hurry up and get dressed because I just took a peel and I got 4 hours. And they're like just sticking straight out.
Yeah.
I always like the overfit guy, too. He's just walking around going, hey, bud. And he snaps with the tail. You're like, I don't know you, and I will beat the fuck out of you.
At
I know you're fitter than I am.
Recreational park?
No, at a gym.
At the KOA. What well, about the random guy?
What is it called again?
The KOA.
KOA,
campground.
Yeah.
What about the random guy that just walks in on you while you're taking a shower? Oh, I didn't know. Because it's just a little
well, you don't
loose
mind,
curtain
dude.
There.
You don't mind, right?
Let's get can I get in here real quick before the hot water goes out?
Some of them has.
And you're like,
hey,
oh,
let's share.
Yeah,
you,
okay.
you soap up. I'll fucking get wet. Then you fucking lather
we
down.
Do
I'll
this.
Lather down.
We can do this.
Hey, by the way,
Teamwork.
Get my back. Get my
Teamwork.
Back.
Teamwork.
There's some in Florida, though. Especially out in Panama City Beach. Where it's prison style, where there's just
whoa.
Wide open, Showers.
That takes on a whole new meaning right there. Prison style?
I'm saying. It's wide open where like 30 people can take a shower at once and you're all just standing there.
Better have soap on a rope.
I was waiting for him to quit talking so I didn't talk over him. But yeah, soap on a rope.
Yeah.
Fucking chain.
I wonder if women's are
around
that bad.
My neck.
No. Women's are all like, there's a lady, and she's all, hey, yeah, like this. And then one of her friends got her leg over hers.
And they're all rubbing each other, lotioning each other up.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's how women's
are. Give me those big bouncy titties.
Your titties look so good. Can I feel them?
Hey, girl. Can I kiss on them? Hey, girl. Yeah, that's what women's are like.
Do. And then she's like, wait, your butt hole, you missed two hairs. Let me get that for you.
And then some... Then
was
some
that a
new
queef
girl walks in.
Or butthole fart.
Butthole fart.
Okay. Then some new girl walks in. And she's stripping down. They're like, oh, you're so cute. And she pulls her pants off, then her panties, and they go, what
you
the
need
fuck
a
is pasty wrong with your labia?
Yeah. I got it. I knew where you were going,
me too,
bro.
Damn it.
They all start making jokes, going, ah.
That one hangs down 6 inches it's longer than the other.
Look at that 100 centimeter.
Why does that look like a squid?
Oh my god, that's that's really visual.
All right, let me change the channel here.
I feel really gross now. I'm thinking about a squid pussy.
So Dogfish Head,
whoa,
the brewery.
Yes. Whoa.
Is
yes.
I thought
releasing
you were saying something about a vagina again. A dogfish head.
No. They're releasing
her vagina
a beer.
With dogfish head. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
They're releasing a beer called Celeste Jewel Ale, and it's made with lunar meteorites.
Wait, what did you just call me?
Dogfish head.
No, lunar meaning moon.
Meteorites. Yes, they are actually.
You can't.
This beer is being
that
made with real lunar meteorites.
It's exactly just meteorites.
Well,
no,
whatever.
Who like?
Oh, these came from the moon. There's no such fucking
came
thing.
Came from fucking Glenrose, you asshole.
They are crushed into dust and steeped like tea in the brewery's
1-800-Oktoberfest
lager. But they are making a beer
okay
that has meteorite in it.
Okay.
And how...
I have a question.
Can that be beat?
Question.
I mean, I'm going to make one with sun tears.
If it's real, if
this
it's
is
real,
unicorn cum.
It cannot be beat.
It
but who
real
the fuck knows if it's real?
This is blood from unicorn cum. And they blow a load.
Well, you're only going to be able to get it at their brewery, mm-hmm, at their brew pub at the brewery. So it's not going to be
is
shipped out in bottles. It's just there. You have to go there to drink it.
They probably bought 1 gram of this shit, threw it in a vat, and said done.
Yeah.
Because that shit's expensive as fuck.
Oh, I know.
I understood years ago. I'm this is top of my ass right now. I'm probably making this up. I understand, like, you get an actual meteorite, it's like thousands and thousands of dollars for a gram of that
shit. Yeah, well, they said that the space shuttle that disintegrated over Texas a while back, that people
you mean
were selling
1985,
that stuff.
1985,
84?
No.
What are you
talking
about?
That would be Challenger.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Like,
the
what,
Columbia
2007?
When it blew up. Yeah, it was
07 or something like that?
Yeah. Oh, that one.
Blew up on Saturday morning.
But it was all over Texas, and there was pieces, and they said that people were going out and
that,
trying
sorry
to find it in.
Well, I made a beer out of some pieces of it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That was a satellite. I thought you meant a space shuttle.
What was it called?
What'd you say?
Columbia. Oh, my beer?
Yeah, your beer. Was it called Columbia?
Columbia?
It was called Columbia.
Columbia's
over Texas.
Best?
Columbia over Texas.
Texas,
yeah.
Mm. Hey,
yeah,
you know
I
what
NASA
that stands for?
That morning.
Oh, here we go.
Need
with that
another
joke,
7 astronauts.
Oh my! Did you know Christy McAuliffe had blue eyes? One blew one way, the other blew the other.
Oh my god. That's...
Oh.
You know how they knew none of them had dandruff? They found their head and shoulders on the beach.
Okay.
Oh.
Let's stop.
This is our leader. This is our
see
Obama of the
show. I'll make
of
some
the show
stupid joke about watermelon.
And we get 60,000 emails.
And I get this going, oh, they fucking blew up.
Oh, and someone just drove off the road listening to this. Hit a tree.
Can we move on, please?
Yeah, while we're talking about beer, let's go through the top 15 craft breweries in America. You'll have a guess?
Is one in Texas. Down in the hill country.
Down in the hill country.
I have to pee.
Do you have one?
No.
You know who I'm talking about.
There's none in Texas.
Wait,
what
wait,
are you
wait
going for?
Schonerbach is not one of the
I don't think they're considered craft anymore.
Is,
they
is,
produce too much.
Is Fat Tire? Oh, Fat Tire's nothing either.
No, they
are.
Fat Tire's in there?
Yeah,
they're
it's
top
not
three,
Fat
then
Tire. It's New Belgium.
New Belgium.
I'm sorry.
Number
that
six, New
damn
Belgium.
It. I knew that.
All right,
You asshole!
Number 15.
I'm just looking at you screaming.
You should know all these. Number 15's Rogue.
No. I know.
Milk. Out of Portland. But yeah.
There's no way I'm going to guess these.
Rogue Milk.
14 is Oscar Blues. 13 is Avery.
Hi, I'm Oscar. Yeah. Oscar Blues here.
Avery's,
good goddamn nice to meet you.
Avery's the one that makes that, the Kaiser beer.
That's break time.
They make the Kaiser with the German soldier on it and the Nazi soldier. And they also make the Reverend. So
okay.
I think you've seen that. 12 is Three Floyds.
He's pointing at you, Stubbs. You're about Nazis.
11 is Odell Brewing Company.
I don't know them.
Put your titty back in. Hey, now.
10, Sierra Nevada. You've had them.
Oh, yeah, of course.
9, Russian River Brewing
Russian
Company.
Russian River! Didn't we have some Sierra Nevada over here, like, last week?
There's still some out in the Big Garage.
He's talking about the strippers.
Stuff.
The Beer Garage.
He's talking about the stripper Nevada.
Sierra.
We did.
Yeah, I'm talking about
Sierra
her.
Sky?
Were you talking about beer? Oh.
Number 8, Bell's Brewery.
I don't know them.
Oh.
Holy shit! I don't know who they
Coors
are.
Coors
Light! That's... No. Craft beer, goddammit.
Number 7 is Petaluma Brewing Company.
Again.
That's weird.
This is like you saying...
Miller Light!
Number 6, New Belgium. We've already hit. Number 5, Cigar City out of Tampa, Florida.
I got Cigar City right here, buddy.
Number 4, Founders. Number 3...
Got a 60-inch ring and a 5.5-inch.
Number 3 is Boulevard out of Kansas City. They're good.
I don't know them.
Yeah.
Do I know them?
Yeah.
I've had their beer.
Number 2 is Stone.
What about...
The one that make Keystone? Arrogant Bastard.
What
Keystone.
About
that's a nice craft beer.
Number
Rasputin's Brewery.
No, it's not in here. I don't think.
What? Number 1 is Rar.
Number 1 is Dogfish.
Oh,
Head.
Dogfish. Okay. What was that beer you had with Dogfish the other day?
You got a nice Dogfish.
It was
there,
Milk
man.
Stout. What was it called?
Yeah, it was their Milk Stout. I can't remember what it's called because they name all their shit weird stuff.
Yeah.
And I can never remember the
name. It was blue label with white dogfish on it. I remember.
I forget it all.
Well, fuck.
Man. All right, Seth, do you have something over there you want to talk about?
No, I'm good. Let's wrap
hey,
the show
Seth.
Up.
Seth, what you got over there?
Let's wrap it up.
What do we have over there?
He just wants to go take a piss.
I do. I want to urinate. Oh, I do have something. I just looked at my computer.
And I have a good story for Matt after this.
I have the top 4 most disturbing songs of all time.
Interesting.
And it happens to be all in the last, like, 5 years. I guess
none
we're getting
of them are
stupider.
Old?
Can we guess?
The 30 most disturbing songs of all time. I'm just going to read the top 4 because...
Can we guess?
F off, you know.
Yeah, can we take some guesses?
Go ahead. You go for number 1? Go. Go, Dustin.
So, I'm going to have... If I was going the way that normal people would know music, I would say a Marilyn Manson song. So let's shoot for like Antichrist Superstar or Irresponsible Hate Anthem.
I'm going.
If I was going deep, dark shit, obscure stuff, it would be a Gorgoroth song.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you're okay. The Gorgoroth thing is more on point.
Satan.
Okay. But Marilyn Manson is like, oh, that's just disturbing because of who he is
I got
and
one.
What he's doing. I'm talking about lyrics. Lyrically, it's just what the fuck.
Tool, Prison Sex. It's got to be on there.
Why didn't you go for other Tool song?
Because Prison Sex, Blood Shit Come on My Hands.
How about the other song about the fuck's it called?
Eulogy? Hooker with
I'm gonna
a Penis?
I'm going to shoot myself. Hooker with a Penis.
Yeah.
That
is a Tool on there at all?
But a Hooker with
I'm
a Penis
sure they
isn't
are.
Bad. It's talking about someone.
It's actually something else. They're just going around it that
hooker
way.
Hooker with a Penis is talking... It's talking about a guy that's making fun of their band and for selling out and everything.
Mm-hmm. No, through that, though. It's
well,
still
I was
going to
say Prison
it
Sex.
Actually, fuck off.
Tool's
top
not
4,
even on there,
top,
apparently.
Top 10, no. Top 10, no. Dustin, we used the two ones you said? No. Not on there either.
What about that song that Pantera did, I Fucked Your Girlfriend?
Hold on.
Could have been an amputee, a burned victim, or a dead body. Is that on there?
Fucking love that
here you
song.
Go, right here.
Is it on there?
Top 30, yeah.
Here you go.
Not
I'm reading
five.
These lyrics. I am the ism.
Hold
my
on real
hates
quick.
A prism.
What is the song?
This is Marilyn Manson, Irresponsible Hate Anthem.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
I am the ism. My hate's a prism.
The beautiful people.
Let's just kill everyone and let your god sort them out. Fuck it. Everybody, everybody's someone else's nigger. I know you are, so am I.
Hold on.
I wasn't
line?
Born with enough.
Wait a second. What did you just say, Dustin?
Everybody.
What did you just say, Dustin?
No, seriously, give me.
I know you are, so am I.
Dustin, I couldn't hear you. I was yelling. Give it clean track. Go, Dustin.
All right, and in 3, 2, 1. Everybody's someone else's nigger. I know you are, so
that's going to be on a song a lot.
Got it.
I wasn't born with enough middle fingers. I don't need to choose a side.
Oh, I know this song.
America cannot see anything. History is written by the winner. Fuck it. Fuck you. Fuck it. Fuck it. Die.
You sound like me talking.
So how is that not
racist?
One of the most disturbing songs of all time, right there.
Well, you understand if you listen to the top four here.
Give us some.
Wasn't there a Slipknot song?
I can give
song?
You some. I'll give you some Rob Zombie, which made number four.
I heard there
House
was
of a Thousand Corpses.
I heard there was a Slipknot song that had some stuff that a serial killer mailed into them, and they put on one of their tracks, and apparently like the FBI or someone contacted them and said they couldn't release it yet.
Are you serious?
Oh, back in the day,
because there was like evidence.
Yeah, they said it was evidence.
Yeah, it was
someone that had killed some people.
He was admitting to it or something.
I don't know what it was. If it was background noise of someone dying or
whatever.
They
couldn't. They couldn't release it on their album because it was.
They had to
postpone. Admission?
It was a post. It had to be postponed or something because the FBI wanted to check out the.
That sounds like some fucking
bullshit
that
they just put out.
They're like, oh, here's Slipknot, so mean and dark.
Yeah. I'm gonna knock you out.
That's not them at all.
Oh. Oh, who sings that?
How is this disturbing?
I don't know. I can't understand what he's saying.
Yeah, you kind of have to understand the lyrics to understand if it's disturbing or not. This isn't disturbing to me.
It sounds like something you would hear at a haunted house.
Rob Zombie's all shock value anyway. It's all about some B-rated movie.
The name of the song is House of a Thousand Corpses.
Which goes along with his movie.
Which is his movie.
So it's all bullshit synergy.
I don't know.
Okay, next. That's dumb. This list is gay already.
Here is a band I love.
You worked hard on this list, Dustin. Okay.
I didn't do this list.
Okay. Oh, my bad.
I just looked it up.
I was about to take
it. I heard
you,
about
man.
This list.
What about
from
Deicide?
This band.
They do evil shit.
I bet you
Deicide
I Hate God
has a new
some.
Song that I actually like a lot.
What about that fucking song, that cattle decapitation song?
That video is fucked up.
Where people are dying and being raped. And
you still haven't watched that video, have you?
I won't watch it.
It's not that. Well, yeah, it is pretty fucked up.
Okay, I heard about this list because of this band. I met this guy a couple months ago. He's pretty cool.
When I was hanging out with the guys in Polka Dot Cabra,
his band are on this list.
As I was doing some cocaine on the tour bus,
off his cock.
I would totally do coke off his cock.
Tight.
But Todd Smith, awesome, Polka Dot Cadaver.
Let's get him in here.
He's got number 3. He lives in Baltimore.
That's cool.
Well, let's get him in here next time they're on tour. You can do coke off his cock.
I will.
Okay.
Here's this song from Polka Dot Cadaver, Chloroform Girl. The bloody writing's on the wall. Chloroform girl, how have you been? Don't let me catch you sleeping again.
Okay, so I'm getting a very 60s summertime feel from this. Why is this disturbing?
Because it was originally a Charles Manson song. I have no idea.
It's not.
Why is it disturbing, Seth?
The lyrics.
Oh, there we go.
Did you hear what he said just
I'm
then?
I'm gagged and chained up in my something.
Yeah.
In his bunny
in
suit?
In his basement.
Oh, in his basement.
He's talking about a chick he has tied up, gagged, in his basement. Oh, when she's alive, it's because he likes her.
He's not a Mexican guy.
Is that the same topic as Nirvana's Polly Wants a Cracker?
It is.
God damn it.
I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Same concept.
Who hasn't tied someone up and put them in their basement? I mean,
I got someone in my basement right now.
I don't have a basement, otherwise I would.
I got
I
friends.
I have an
and
attic
crawl.
In the shed, though.
Spaces.
I was going to interrupt you. You look just like a zombie,
inches from dead and pretty. I like the song, with though. Purple flowers in your hair. I hear the angels crying just as the devil smiles. What number is this? Number three?
Yeah.
Me and Jennifer danced to this at our wedding.
Okay. I was dating a girl.
Is that baby making music right there?
I was dating a girl when this song came out. And I played this song, and she's like, she's all about like country and other horrible shit. And I was like, here's some shit that I'm listening to. She's like, what music do you listen to? I'm like, oh, well, this. And she's like, I really like this. This is good. And then I pulled up the video. Like, I had it minimized. And I pull it up. And she's like, that looks... Wait. And she started listening to the lyrics. She's like, oh, my God. That's the worst thing ever. We broke up, like, a week later.
That's
and
always
I blame the song for it.
I cannot stand when women
she's like, you're
are,
fucked up if you like
when a
this.
Woman asks me, well, what kind of music are you into? And I'm like, oh, gosh. Do we need to...
Here we go.
Are we going to go there?
Here we go.
So, when me and Jennifer were dating... We there was a song we loved. It was by Adam Ant called Wonderful. Do you remember that song?
I remember Adam Ant. Don't know about the song.
But the song Wonderful?
Okay.
Fag.
We loved it. We both were like, hey, this is a cool song. Yeah, we'll name it our song. You know, we're dating, whatever.
And we're dating.
And it was a good song.
Stairway to Heaven at our wedding.
It was a great song about domestic violence and beating the shit out of each other, which was...
Which you support.
Which...
Absolutely.
We thought it was a good song at the time, and then we got to looking on it, going...
Can we do a redo? So y'all did a redo?
Yeah.
And just did Bloodhound Gang?
We went to this one. This Polka Dot Cadaver song. And
oh, okay.
I don't know if you know, Stubbs. I know Dustin knows, but Polka Dot Cadaver is also Dog Fashion Disco.
Right.
So you have heard of them before. They're a great band. Actually, they have the album out right now. This is my favorite album. I would about top three of all time.
So why did you just act like I'd never heard of these guys?
I actually ever heard this song before.
I hadn't heard this song.
There's no like hardcore gangster rap on this. Like,
gotta be.
What about, you know, Cop Killer?
Okay, I'm only doing the top four, dude.
Remember Gangsta
there's other,
Nip?
There's a bunch of rap on here because it's like just about
Houston.
Bitches being fucking killed. Here's number two. It's Eminem, Kim. So you really fucked me, Kim. You really did a number on me. You never knew me cheating on you would come back to haunt me. But we was kids then, Kim. I was only 18. That was years ago. I thought we wiped the slate clean. That's fucked up. I just, oh God, my brain is racing. What are you doing? Change the station. I hate this song. Does this look like a big joke? There's a f***ing wrong little... Okay, they started editing. What the fuck? You can fucking cuss at a podcast.
So that's number two.
Yeah, number two. I don't even
Eminem,
know
number
one.
Two.
Okay, Eminem has like three songs in the top 15.
How did Gwar not get anything on here?
Because there's making fun of shit. Theirs isn't real. I found the full list.
I had the full list right here.
Where it's not page by page, though.
Isn't all this making fun of stuff?
Okay, keep going. Cause
I don't think so.
Some
I
of these ones
one
in the... some of the okay, hit number one.
I'll just push play like a minute into it. It's a 7-minute song.
And
I don't know how they did this.
What's the name of the song?
And the band?
Dance of the Devil by...
And the Pale Moonlight.
Immortal...
Dance with the Devil and the Pale Moonlight.
Dance with the Devil.
I don't care.
The
think you was real. You see, me and niggas like this have never been equal. I don't project... Fourth time we heard nigger in this goddamn podcast.
Insecurities and other people. And you're keeping count.
For props like addicts with pipes and needles, and so he felt he had to prove to everyone he was.
Then I'm rolled in my motorcycle
on
the New York Highway.
Stole.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm gonna start over. I love that. I feel like I'm watching Dust Till Dawn or
Somewhere in Time.
What the fuck's it called? Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt. Interview with the Vampire.
Turn the music up.
Neat.
Okay, great.
Great.
So that's number one. Apparently they talk about some horrible stuff.
That's when Dustin, you know he's checked out, when he issues the neat.
Inigo with the red shirt confront like a blood. Even Puffy smoked the motherfucker up in the club. That's part of the lyrics in there. I'm just reading.
This makes it the most disturbing song.
Yeah. I guess.
All right, so.
What about.
Others in this list.
Chloroform Girl is worse than that.
What about 25, the one from. Last Resort, Papa Roach.
Now.
That's about suicide. Now, okay, that's a gay song, but it's.
Okay, yeah. So Adam from Blink 182 should be in there then.
Well, that's about and this yourself. Is because of Isn't context it? Of is a movie, not? But you no, know it right. Should be number one. The. The would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. The,
white horses.
White horses, or is it white horses or
goodbye horses?
Goodbye, goodbye horses. Horses.
Shit, where'd I get white horses? I'm thinking about coke again. Horses. I was thinking about right. Coke.
This is what 23 is. Bugs on My Nuts by Insane Clown Posse. That automatically discredits the whole list
because of the band.
Insane Clown Posse's all making fun of everything. It's not real. It's
That's
all
what I'm
theatrics.
Saying. A lot of this is.
Nine Inch Nails Closer, 22. No. Big deal. Everybody wants to fuck like animals. I mean, come on, really?
Demos Dias on there?
Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
South of Heaven, Slayer.
We're just shitting on this
South
list.
South of Heaven? Is that the front door to heaven?
South of...
It's the back door to heaven.
This list is shit.
Okay? Oh, fuck. All right, fuck
this
me.
This list is shit.
Delete the whole goddamn thing. I don't give a fuck.
Let's delete the podcast.
Date Rape. Sublime?
Yep.
I don't listen to them. Y'all would know okay. better. I Come Blood, Cannibal Corpse.
Cannibal Corpse, yeah.
Finally.
Number 14, 15, or something like that?
Stan. That's a dark blood. Song.
Stan, again, Stan, Eminem.
Eminem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the rest of this is all shit.
Is
I really
Blondie
don't know.
On there?
Daddy by Korn. Hey, this song.
You fucking touched my butt.
I can't put these things down.
Jesus. Okay.
That's cool. The funniest thing ever.
It is funny.
Freak out like that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's not a Manson song on here at all. There's there is some black Norwegian death metal that these guys really do.
Burn churches and shit.
They went on a rampage and all their followers burnt like hundreds of churches one evening.
Yeah.
Across Sweden and Norway.
Okay, how does that reflect on their one song that's so
no,
disturbing?
Like all their songs.
No, all their songs are.
That Norwegian black metal scene's weird.
Yeah, there's some shit in there that is all about.
Well, the reason I had this
licking
list is because
the
of
semen of Satan off his balls.
Wow.
The reason how's I had that this not list disturbing?
Is because of Polka Dot Cadaver.
No, that's
I would
good.
Give
okay.
some props.
I guess.
What,
no, and that song is dark.
That song is awesome, and the video is fucked up, too. It's a great yeah. video.
I'm trying to... I don't know. I'd have to...
Support that band, you assholes. Like, it's a great band.
Now, that is... We're going to talk about that towards the end of the year. That could be on the top 10 list of albums of 2013.
I haven't listened to the whole thing yet.
Oh,
it's a good
it's
album.
Gonna be in my, it's going to be in my top. For the year?
Well,
shit, it's not number
your
one.
Top 10.
Well, get your top 10 ready.
It's number one right
Biznatch.
There. Already.
Well,
done.
All right. Matt, I know you've been trying to figure out a way to dwindle out the Eastern population.
Oh, I have?
Yeah. Asians into Russia. You've been plotting.
I'm
I've
like,
seen
I'm
you
like
with your,
Rambo?
With your whiteboard just in the bedroom, just drawing out different things and formulas
really?
And calculations.
You thought he was working the stock market and said he was just...
You busted me.
Yeah, you're trying to figure out. We've got to get rid of those beasts from the East and... We need to take down that whole Asian continent. I don't
right,
know how you
are.
How are
we
I've
do it?
Never
how are
said
this?
That. I've never said that in my life,
I've
that
never
I want
you.
To take a, out a whole Asian continent.
Well, your prayers may have been answered, and you may not have to do anything.
We're good.
Because there
well,
are
thank God, then.
There
huh?
are giant Asian hornets that are killing people all over China.
What?
One sting.
You're
imagine
done.
A hornet.
Okay, they're pretty big.
That has a stinger.
About the size of his cock.
That's a quarter to half an inch long.
Whoa. That is the size of his cock.
And the bee won't even fit across the width of your hand. Look at this picture.
Big, I get pretty big this. Hands, though. I don't
Good
know.
Good God.
Those are hornets.
Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Y'all keep talking.
And if you know hornets, they don't attack.
That's by 3.5 inches.
Yeah, they attack.
In swarms?
In swarms. And so far,
Wait,
28 people have died.
Are they called swarms? Are they called Congress?
Or the Senate? Or...
No, you know, baboons, a group of baboons is called Congress.
I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
So is this the next Killer Bees? Like, we're going to hear about how these are coming to America and we're about to...
They're already here.
Fucking, oh, they are?
Good.
We're done?
Good. Go to Nashville first.
Yeah, they've already...
What the
fuck? I don't...
Go to music.
Go to Nebraska. Fuck them.
Go kill Taylor Swift.
All right. We haven't gotten any messages
from
Nebraska.
She lives in Dallas. So.
Taylor Swift does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to Dallas.
Well,
fuck them.
The bad thing about these hornets is they don't sting once and die like a honeybee would Africanized honeybee would.
Oh, no.
No, they sting up to 200 to 400 times.
The killer bee, right?
Yeah.
The Africanized.
And they find those all over Eagle Mountain Lake up north.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The African ones?
Yep.
Hey, man, I'm just fine trying to fly around here, you know.
I wonder if these guys know the Commodores.
They have an accent? Why do they speak jive? Why do the African honeybees speak jive?
That was just something I grabbed out of the air, man.
If four regular bees are on vacation, they just happen to pass through the Africanized honeybee area, would one of them go, I wonder if these guys know the Commodores?
Oh, my God. Nice National Lampoon reference.
Nice. God. Very well. Very well done.
The Griswolds go to dumb shitville with Dustin.
They're in East St. Louis.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know, man. I'm just here on vacation
it's
from
funny.
The East
I
side
used
of Chicago.
To have,
hold on. I
used to
job.
Have,
I know what he's saying.
I used to have black friends, and now that this show's started...
They don't just talk to you anymore?
Delete.
They're I've gained more.
Me. Oh, you have?
Yes, a lot more.
I'm dating white girls now after the show, which
so,
sucks.
Yeah, we need to watch out for
these. I
can't
date black girls anymore.
They're showing
suck.
Up.
Suck.
They found them in Montana, Idaho.
And they're coming.
Montana?
Yeah.
How?
And it's been hot
Isn't
up there.
Isn't it always
lately,
like 40 degrees there? Like always?
I don't know.
Montana? Is that in America?
Barely.
Yeah. Barely.
Barely. It's fucking Canadian. They're a bunch of cunts.
So I've got a story that hits here.
Everyone in Montana, email me.
Uh-oh. All of us have spent time on Jacksboro Highway.
Yes.
199.
One of the most dangerous highways in the world.
Because everyone is on meth.
True.
The shittiest highway in the world that is full of trailer parks and auto parts.
Salvage yards
and broken down trailer, what they call repo places and aluminum recyclers. I've always wanted a B-52 to fly out of Carswell and just go down 199 and just carpet
just
bomb the whole thing.
It. Yeah.
Through Azle, through Springtown, all
White
the way to
Settlement.
Jacksboro and pull out.
All that shit. Is White Settlement over there?
No, that's a little
it
further
be.
On the other side. But that whole highway just needs to be wiped out all the way through to Jacksboro.
I mean, listen to the fucking name, White Settlement.
Yeah. What if you're black
and
you live
all,
there, though?
They are like, all
you know
white.
What?
Are you
a
sellout?
Bunch of black friends that live there.
Are you a sellout if you're black and you live in White Settlement?
You fit in with the people that are there because the white people are there are pieces of shit.
No, there is no.
Well, I'm not
there's
saying
hardly
black
any white over
shit.
There anymore.
I didn't mean that.
Jeez.
Move on.
I caught it.
Honestly, because I work over there quite a bit and I have a bunch of black friends over there, it's not really a white area
a lot of
anymore.
Black friends over there.
So anyway, Jacksboro Highway, shitty highway. It leads to shitty Azle, to shitty Springtown that are full of meth. Azle is the Albuquerque of Texas.
It definitely is.
You can
you
get
are
off her
spot
breaking
on
bad.
There. But you can are I spot on there.
I am.
Except no. I take that back. It's not at all because they don't have good meth there. They have the shit that people are making in the back of their Aerostars.
Yeah. It's more antifreeze than
I could take you to some
poison.
Places up there that I've seen where... There is
it's
meth
more,
being made. And
it's
you
more
can
rat poison
it.
Than NyQuil. Yeah.
Man, you're going to get a headache, but it'll work. Don't worry about it.
When you're driving down the road and all of a sudden the smell of ethanol nearly knocks you down, you're like, what the fuck? And you look
this
over
will
and you're
turn
like,
your
oh, there's a trailer.
Before they fall out.
I know what they're doing in there. Okay, so.
Don't they have gypsies out there, too?
Yes, there's
area?
A ton
Jesus
of
Christ.
Gypsies out there. Fucking hate gypsies. Fucking hate them. So
well, you can lick it off me.
There's a Valero gas station up on Jacksboro Highway. It's at Nine Mile Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Sits there on its own.
Mm-hmm.
This father and his son stopped there to get gas.
I can always tell the way he starts these off.
And the little
and
boy is shit in the urinal.
This was
his
yesterday
pants on his
morning.
Ankles. No?
As they're getting gas, another man approached them, jumped out of a truck with an axe in his hand, and approached them and started threatening them while swinging the axe around.
What part of Florida is this?
Fort Worth on Jacksboro Highway.
This is 10 minutes from us?
Yes.
This happened yesterday?
This happened yesterday?
Yes.
So, where were you yesterday? At what time?
He swing. See, I'm GTA.
So.
What?
That's what this is going to be blamed on.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Is what this is. Oh. So the guy starts swinging the axe and yelling at the father and the son. And the father and son are like, this is a misunderstanding. We don't know who you are. What's going on? He keeps yelling stuff at him. Of course.
What, am I, my Range Rover fucking you up? I ain't get over fast enough for you?
Yeah.
The two.
They chased him all the way down.
The father and son are both named Jose.
Uh-oh.
Go back to America. Wait, go back to New Mexico.
And
no,
the other guy is named
Dwayne
Navajo.
They don't have his name because they're still looking for
it's
this
Dwayne
guy.
Jimmy Dwayne.
It probably was
Bob,
but there was a communication error, and the guy got mad, got tired of swinging the axe, so he went and got his chainsaw.
Oh, well, yeah,
and came back up on him. Well,
why'd the guy stay there with his son? If the guy left to go get a chainsaw, I'd be like, I'm out. Peace, motherfucker.
Those are the truckers right there.
At least 5 seconds.
Yeah,
least 5 seconds.
I'm bouncing.
Get the fuck out.
I'm like, later.
So he's swinging the chainsaw around, ends up lacerating the left side of the father's head.
Oh,
jeez.
Also hit the son.
Oh.
And then the man realized that these weren't the people he was after.
Oh,
he apologized, said he was extremely sorry.
It was
sorry.
Another man and a kid that he was after.
Made a mistake and he fled.
It's some other Jose's. After.
Now, these two guys are named Jose, but the assailant is white.
Of
about
course.
5 foot 11 inches and 180 pounds.
Fuck me, it's me.
He was wearing
where were you yesterday?
An orange Whataburger t-shirt and jeans.
Okay, this is totally me. I was obviously drunk.
That makes the story
they
right
They got
there.
My height wrong, though. I'm 6'1". I'm not 5'11".
Awesome, huh?
But,
just when we think we're better than Florida, we have some shit like that come out, huh?
Every time we read a Florida story, we're like, this could happen in Fort Worth. This could happen in Waxahachie.
Watauga.
Did you hear what else happened in Fort Worth this week?
Here we go.
You know Felix and I-35? Mm-hmm. Felix Street down there
yes.
in South Fort Worth?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a McDonald's down there.
I've been yes. there.
I've heard about this.
That a man went in there with a 9mm pistol and was going to shoot everybody in there, go on a shooting spree.
How'd that work out for him?
The gun wouldn't fire.
But get this, it gets better. He leaves because he's frustrated.
He leaves. He goes up to five different people.
Son of a bitch!
Puts the gun to their head and pulls the trigger and click.
Then he comes click, back in.
And click.
Because it fires outside.
It, yeah. Fires outside.
What?
He gets
yeah,
the fire
starts
outside.
Firing, so he goes, you know what? I'm going back in. Goes back in, and it jams again.
What the
click.
Fuck?
Click.
And there's video of this guy like
was,
pointing yeah.
was,
at the
was
people.
He doing a, was it a church group? And the hand of God stopped the bullets.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Yes?
Because... The cops, he then leaves. The cops get him. He's manic, schizophrenic.
Okay, sure.
There's voices in his head and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, of course.
His mom.
Here we go.
Saw him leave with the gun the night before.
And he was out doing
started freaking out.
Night.
Called all her friends. His the
what about
kids,
the cops? Maybe she should have called the police.
The kid's dad. They did call the cops, but they didn't know where he went. The kid's dad
the kid's
was also
dad.
Manic, schizophrenic, and died from it.
How old is this
so
kid?
So she's freaking out. He's legal.
Wait a second.
I think
wait
he's
a
in
second.
His low 20s.
You can't die from schizophrenia. You have to. You mean he did something
stupid?
He did
something to kill himself.
Okay.
Yeah. So his mom called the cops, didn't know where he went, didn't know what was going to happen, just wanted to alert them. She then called her prayer circle, and they prayed all night to God.
Oh, shit.
And they're saying that... That is what kept the
praise,
gun from going off.
Praise Yahweh or
Yingwei
Malmsteen.
I saw this.
The
and this was pretty. The video
crazy.
Is
the
pretty
video
crazy.
Is
You're like,
insane.
Wow. Can you imagine going home? Like, well, I had an interesting thing happen at work today, honey.
Well, I was working in Crowley, and I nearly stopped by
that day
McDonald's to go through the drive-thru and grab something as I kept going south. I had stopped by it the day before.
The most disturbing part about this was you're going to go to McDonald's for something?
Breakfast.
Or like a sweet tea or something?
breakfast. Ugh. Cinnamelts.
Duh. Well, you wanted to shit yourself that day? You're like, I hadn't pooped myself in a long time. I'm 30-something years old. I got to poop myself.
I can process plastic.
Oh, okay.
Ammonia.
Well, I can't.
They're the ones that put ammonia in their patties.
Whatever that pink shit is,
something else.
I can't process that. The food touches my mouth, and I got to poop.
No.
Okay,
that's why you go for the pancakes. But it's weird. You know, she prayed all night.
Hey, this is another topic that's probably not in our realm. We don't know.
I wasn't born with enough middle fingers.
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson. Good job.
Yep.
Okay.
You know.
Here's something that's not in our wheelhouse, you said?
Yeah, it is. It's not. We're the last people that should be trying to figure out interpretations of people's prayers. And
no,
that.
But the gun jamming is
probably people
is
praying for us right now.
Probably
those for our death.
My mom listened to 20 minutes of the podcast one time.
That's
She's
it?
Still praying. She called me and said, "You're not my son anymore. We keep talking about this shit." I was like, "I'm sorry, mom."
She Facebooked me and said she's listened to all of them and loved our 10th episode.
We do talk about some shit.
You're full of shit. Did she really?
Okay.
No. My mom's a
don't believe it.
Great woman. She would never listen to this crap.
Don't believe the hype. Want to hear some new releases this week? So we can
whatever,
get out of here.
Whatever wraps the show up quicker.
Yes. All right, we don't have to.
No, let's do.
You do?
I'm curious about that new release you just played at the beginning of the show, but I was laughing about a joke. I'm not talking about
that
song.
That's not a new release. That's an ex-Mobius song from like 30 years ago.
Yeah. Well, never mind.
All right, eight. All right, so we got some of this.
What is this? Yeah. Oh, turn my headphones up. What is this?
Some Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
the 2020 Experience Part 2.
Whoa, how many tracks are on this?
This one is has 11 tracks.
This was in November. The fuck?
Man, he didn't wait at all.
2 months.
2 months! I like it.
Your boy comes in on this.
Fuck my mic.
He does a little bit of, you know,
Justin Bieber.
What? Is that your boy?
I guess.
Here in a minute, you'll hear a little bit of this.
Oh, Jay-Z?
Pretty cool tune.
Here. Let's get out here. Where your boy is.
You think there's some going to be some four-drink white girl dancing to this?
There'll be some weird dancing booty shaking.
Will you twerking? Get back to twerk! Get back to twerk!
Also this week, Korn, the Paradigm Shift.
I heard good things and bad things about it.
Now, I'm not 100% on that.
I bet it's bad.
I can't get anything to pull it up. Because I don't think it really comes out this week. I think it comes out next week. But
I have a question you may not have the answer to. Who is in the band? Is it Fildy, Monkey, Head?
It's everybody but David.
Everybody. Oh, Monkey.
He's still
Head's back?
He's still
Head's
out.
Head's back.
Yes. Is it dubstep again? Or
I don't
is it
know.
Actual music?
I don't. Let's see if iTunes has previews because Spotify doesn't pull it up.
Oh, Jonathan's on that Fix movie. That you're about
fix.
To watch.
Is he?
Fix. Yeah.
Fix, what's fix?
We'll talk about that next week. Let's do a review of this. The Ministry Fix movie.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I'm going to watch that.
Well, we'll do it all.
Ministry Fix? Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
So this came out this week.
Alanis
Moby.
Set.
Innocence.
I like... No, I'm kidding. I'm going to say...
You don't like Moby?
Well, this is actually Moby?
Yes.
He's still
Moby.
Around?
Yeah, he hasn't died yet.
Jesus Christ. No,
although he always looks like he's about to die.
Is
he's
Moby
had,
and Manor the same
for 20
person?
Years.
I've always
not
thought
even
Moby
close.
Had cancer.
Not
I mean, honestly.
Close.
I don't know.
Maynard is so wrapped up in his making wine in California there, he didn't even give a fuck about music.
I still have 3 bottles in the garage in the house.
Of Maynard's wine?
Yep.
Are you serious?
This is very aging. Relaxing.
I heard on the podcast the day Mark Maron had Maynard on.
He did.
It was a great podcast. That was a good show.
That was a good
I
show.
Wish you could be that guy. Mark Maron, not
Maynard. Maynard would stay in here 5
Keenan.
Minutes.
He
would stay 5 minutes.
He would shit on the floor and go, I didn't do this, but he would shit on the floor and go, fuck you assholes, and walk out. He
okay, so
would.
We have one.
And then you'd step in it, and it'd smell up the whole fucking shed.
And then I would step
show.
In it.
We have one track we can preview off Korn. I don't ever want to have to die,
but deep inside, the death that hides. This sounds really bad.
Are they trying to be catchy?
Are you ready? Wake the fuck up! All day, I dream about sex, and all day, I dream about sex.
Daddy,
touch
me in my home.
It's Tina's home! Turn it off! Turn it off. Terrible! Good lord.
That's no polka dot cadaver.
So it actually comes out next week, but...
Does anybody like that band anymore?
Yes,
I mean, I hate
they
the sound
do, they do.
And all nasty, but...
There's a guy that goes up to...
there's a couple
the
listeners
bar up there
that listen to it still.
He wears his eyeliner, he puts his Korn bandana on
and
with his Korn shirt.
Holy shit, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, he's
that
at that...
That sucks so hard.
What's the name of that bar that closed down?
What?
Papa G's. He was always up there.
Yes, yes.
He
went
had Korn wristbands.
He's at Bronson Rock now.
He is.
I think
Korn
I
bandana.
Seen this guy. I
that
think this
guy
used
awesome.
To come to Steadfast Show.
He puts more mascara.
Way back in the day, he dressed like that.
He puts
I think
more
he's a
mascara
fan of our
on
show.
Than a fucking stripper.
No, he's not.
I think he's a fan of the JJTU.
I guarantee you he's not.
I think he's a JJTM FFL. I'm just saying.
I'm talking about stuff that's recent by Korn, though. No. Is anybody like it? Why don't they just hang it up?
When did you stop, Seth?
I stopped. I can't remember. It was after Follow the Leader. That's in 97. Then what came out? Take a Look in the Mirror. And then Untouchables. That's when I stopped.
That's about when I stopped too.
Oh, that's about.
Sorry. When I stopped. I remember now. It was Follow the Leader, then Issues. I hated that album. 2 years after that album came out, I was like, this is a great album. And it became one of my favorites from them. And then Take a Look in the Mirror and Untouchables or vice versa. I can't remember directly. But during that time period, I was like, okay, done. And I still just – I went to the live shows because girls I was dating, like, I want to go see Korn. I love them. Okay, whatever.
What's the greatest hit
and
show?
And they didn't even have the fucking band up there all the way through. And they sucked dick playing live. It sucked. Like, this isn't Korn. I saw Korn back in 94.
I think I stopped at Untouchables because that was the one that sounded so fucking big. Like, mm-hmm. they had Thoughtless on it.
Yeah.
Which...
Yeah, it did.
Do you remember that song I wanted to... Or the show
play
we're going to play?
Here's it.
Yeah. This is when I quit. This is the
this
last
is,
album
yeah,
that I listened to.
Yeah, me too.
Because there was something
they
with recording this album that was so
what was
big.
After this?
This was the last one that I listened to.
But what else is after this?
I don't know. That's what I dropped
I think
off.
It's like dubstep and shit, right?
I dropped them
all. I think we shut down when they shut down.
And the last time that I saw them, Dustin was like, hey, you got to check this out.
I get it, Dustin. I get it. We get it. Do you
one
get
time,
it? I get it.
We,
I fucking get it.
I came over one night for a jam. We were about to jam, and fucking Dustin goes, hey, I got this on pay-per-view. We got to watch this. And I was like, why? It's like, it's Korn.
I didn't.
And they had this.
No, hold on.
Production.
I didn't buy it on pay-per-view.
Oh, I thought it was.
It was on that Palladium channel. And I was like, you got to see this.
Oh, my God.
Because I turned it on at that part, and it made me laugh so hard.
It was the
They're
worst video production. Remember they did Shake Confuse Camera? And like we're like, whoa, what's going on, man? We got flashlights and stuff out here in the cornfields. They had helicopters flying around and stuff.
Yeah, it was like it was called The Abduction or something like that. And they're in the middle of a cornfield with corn shake or with just crop circles and all this shit. And they're standing in the middle of it.
Weird. And lights going everywhere, and you're like, what is this?
I turned it on when Jonathan Davis was at the mic, and he runs behind the drum riser and hides, and he goes, I fucking hate this!
And the rest of the band's just kind of sitting there going, what?
They're all looking at each other
like,
what just happened? Really?
Me and him rerun that probably 50 times.
I just realized something. This is really embarrassing.
Yes?
You know that Polka Dot Cadaver I've been shoving down your guys' throats for fucking ever?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The name of the album? Is Last Call in Jonestown.
Oh,
sweet.
Wow. That's a genius name, too.
Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
That's pretty awesome.
Actually, kind of funny.
That's a nifty.
That's dark.
That should be the darkest song.
That's a damn dark album title.
Yeah, they have the first song there's Last Call in Jonestown. That's fucked up. I didn't even think about it.
I wonder if that dumbass
is sending us a message on Facebook.
Send them an email.
Yeah. Send them. Get off our balls, yeah. Bitch.
We never heard from him again, did we?
Not after fucking Dusty shut him down going, Jonestown, fuck you. Here's what it's about.
You did send him a Jonestown. I know. You. This is like, what it's about.
Y'all want to enter this or y'all want to? Like, no, go ahead. He's like, I would be a smartass. Go ahead.
I would have been
and
like,
I went to bed.
Hey, man, thank for listening.
Hey.
Thanks for listening to the show.
We lost a listener, but we gained 24,000 more.
Did we?
That's all we have now? We lost 4,000 then. It was last week. It was 28,000 or some shit.
I haven't even looked. So.
Okay, let's wrap the show up. Fuck
you,
assholes.
Done? Yeah, that's about all the good releases. There's some other stuff. I think...
we had nothing this week.
This is a shit show again. Every show is the worst show ever.
I think there's a new Dale Earnhardt Jr. album coming out. Greatest band name ever?
Dale Hart Jr. Jr.?
Mm-hmm. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. Junior, Junior. And what about the Blind Boys of Alabama? Don't you like them?
What are they like?
Dale Earnhardt Junior, Junior.
Is that like kind of like the Tony Danza tap dance?
No, that's not like that.
Extravaganza. Extravaganza. Everything's massacre now.
I don't know.
Tony Danza tap dance.
Are you ready?
All right, keep the emails up. I loved them, and thank you so much.
How do you spell Earnhardt?
Let's just go home.
Drop the show up.
Yeah, let's go home.
Thank you for the
keep
porn
talking.
Picture and
it,
stuff.
It's not a porn picture. It's just a nice artistic selfie.
It was pretty porn.
I thought it was a nice artistic selfie.
I'm going to look at it again tonight.
Y'all got anything coming up this week?
I don't.
I probably have some herpes coming up.
Flaring up again?
Yeah, flaring up again there.
Son of a bitch.
My herpes are coming back up from what Houston,
well,
man.
Damn it.
I got some gonorrhea of the throat happening, I feel.
Shit.
I ate at Whataburger the other day. That's what's happening.
Oh. With your axe and chainsaw? Whoa.
I knew
hold
it
on,
was you.
Hold on. What's this music? Who is this?
This is our walk.
It's more human than you?
More human than the human?
The human?
Why zombie?
Is it?
No, this is...
Ex-Mobius.
That's me playing
Lost. That would be Seth on the crazy synth stuff. See if we can hit the post. I think it's right about
here. Hate this fucking
fan.
See you standing, my submissive, straving crazy.
Let's go right for longer!
That's a
hit. Best of the worst is yet to begin.
This sucked.
So before you know it, I'm lost in your sauce again. Okay.